Taming Their Lion by R. A. Steffen. Narrated by Gwendolyn Drewyor. Blurb. Sometimes even an alpha male benefits from lying back and letting other people make all the decisions. A steamy glimpse into the dream world that Cathrael of Wraith shares with her three lovers after the events of the Lion Mistress series. Chapter 1. Solstice Surprise. The ability to visit a magical dream world every night was one of the benefits of having a ghost for a lover. Years earlier, Cathrael had mourned Vesh's death bitterly. He'd been young, kind, and her only friend in the world at the time. Even now, she would give much to have him alive and whole with her in the living world. But the reality was, his loss had been the catalyst that propelled her north to the land beyond the mountains, seeking bloody revenge, which had, against all odds, ended up becoming her salvation rather than her downfall. Now, 2 years after meeting her other lovers, and 1 year after giving birth to her beautiful, impossible daughter, Cathrael's world had become nearly unrecognizable. She'd been born into slavery, forced into prostitution at the age of 13, maimed by an acid-throwing attack at 19. Given all those things, Cathrael's life should have been both tragic and abbreviated. Instead, she'd traveled farther than most could ever dream of going. She'd met heroes and villains, fallen in love 3 times over, and marched at the head of a slave rebellion. Together, Cathrael and her lovers had toppled a king. In the seasons since the Palace of Wraith fell, her days had been divided between the realities of founding a fledgling republic and her singularly unique family. In addition to Vesh, Cathrael's heart also belonged to Ithric, an eccentric lion shifter, and Favian, a eunuch pagan priest who dreamed prophetic visions of the future. A large part of her heart belonged to her daughter as well, a little girl who'd inherited shape-shifting abilities from her father. Cathrael had called the infant Lindara, combining the names of her own lost sister, Elara, and Ithric's estranged sister, Alindra. Now, Cathrael's days were full of all these wonderful things, but her nights belonged to Vesh. A one-of-a-kind confluence of magic had allowed her lost companion's spirit to continue on as a part of their lives. Since her fateful pilgrimage across the mountains, Cathrael had attracted the souls of the dead. Meanwhile, Favian's prophecies acted as a conduit to the spirit realm. Together, the bond they shared with Ithric and Lindara allowed Vesh's spirit to visit all of them in shared dreams when they slept. As the months passed, Vesh had grown more and more skilled at crafting those dreams until they could go anywhere and do anything imaginable. The realities of the waking world did not apply in the dream world. They'd visited amazing places, both real and imaginary, dined on the finest food, enjoyed art and music. All right. Who is she kidding? Yes, they'd done those things. But mostly they'd had sex. Lots and lots of extremely depraved, thoroughly enjoyable sex. Like Cathrael, Vesh had been forced into prostitution after escaping the Rytheri Priest's Guild, where he'd been castrated against his will as an adolescent. Unlike Cathrael, he'd actually enjoyed sex work. Sometimes, at least. In the dream world, Vesh was once more whole and virile, no longer a eunuch, He was a sensual and affectionate lover, with an impish streak and an endless imagination. When sleep crept over Kathrael and her dreams shimmered into focus, it was easy enough to guess what direction Vesh's thoughts were taking on any given night, based on whether Lindara was with her, nestled in Kathrael's arms. Vesh adored the little girl and doted on her often, but in the waking world, the baby was safely tucked in her cradle at night, near Kathrael, Favian, and Ithric's bed. If she needed them while they slept, Kathrael knew they would hear her cries even in their dreams and wake to care for her. Meanwhile, the child's occasional absence from the dream world freed the four of them to do other things. Tonight, Lindara was nowhere to be seen, and Kathrael knew that Vesh must have plans for them of a more sensual nature. Fingers brushed hers, and she smiled up at Favian, who'd materialized from the shadows to stand next to her. His golden blonde hair was pulled into its customary priest's queue at the nape of his neck, but his usual ochre-red robes had been replaced by a loose linen shirt, leather breeches, and tall boots. He squeezed her hand, a crooked grin tucking at one corner of his sensual lips.
"Just us tonight, huh?"
he asked.
Vesh must be scheming. I wonder how worried I should be."
Kathrael huffed a breath of laughter and squeezed his fingers in return. "Only one way to find out, right?" The two of them were standing in a rocky tunnel lit by torchlight. A scattering of flower petals on the floor led deeper into the cave system, making it obvious enough which direction they were meant to go. Favian looked down at the fragrant trail and gave a little shrug, leading the way. The tunnel was pleasantly cool and free of dampness, illuminated by the flickering orange light of torches set at intervals in ornate metal wall sconces. The pair of them walked in companionable silence for a bit. Eventually, the space opened up into a warm, womb-like cave furnished with furs and silks like some rich Rytheri noble's pleasure palace. Kathrael's eyes were drawn almost immediately from the general sense of luxury to the central attraction. Beside her, Favian took one look and doubled over in silent laughter, only to regain control of himself a moment later. "Oh," he said with clear relish.
"Never mind. I wholeheartedly approve of this kind of scheming."
Kathrael might have taken a moment to agree with him if she weren't so busy drinking in the view of the two men occupying the sturdy wooden bed. Vesh was lounging with studied insouciance on the corner of the mattress, clothed only in a pair of loose linen trousers that hung low on his lean hips. His dark hair was tousled, and his brown eyes sparkled with mischief.
"You know, somehow I thought you might appreciate it, priest boy," he said, visibly amused.
He rose and crossed to them, brushing cool fingertips over Kethrael's cheek. The ugly twists of scar tissue left over from a vial of acid thrown at her by the angry wife of a client disappeared beneath his light touch, leaving smooth, supple skin behind. Her vision sharpened as her blind, milky left eye cleared. Vesh's smile was only for her as he murmured,
"Hello, Kath. How was your day?"
"It was good," she replied, stretching up to kiss him. "And about to get even better, it seems." A muffled grunt came from the male figure on the bed. Kathrael let her eyes run over Ithric's naked body, bound in an artful web of thick ropes that barely left him room to wriggle. Vesh had positioned the powerful lion shifter on his back, wrists bound to the bedposts, knees folded nearly to his chest. More ropes attached to the bedframe kept him from closing his legs, leaving him splayed open with his ass, cock, and balls on full display, practically begging to be touched and used. Besh agreed.
I thought it might be a nice change to make use of all that prettiness without having to listen to any of his smart-ass remarks for once.
Cathriel's gaze moved to the thick knot of cloth tied in place between Ithric's teeth as a gag, and the soft blindfold covering his eyes. Beside her, Favian choked on another snort of laughter.
Oh, Vesh, he said. I take back every unkind thought I've ever had about you. In fact, if your standing offer to me still holds, I think I may finally take you up on it tonight.
Cathriel lifted an eyebrow, intrigued.
Well now, this night just gets better and better. Are you sure, Favian?
Like Vesh, Favian was a eunuch, castrated upon his ascension to the rank of novice priest shortly before Cathriel had met him. Unlike Vesh, Favian had undergone the procedure voluntarily, even if some of his reasons had been misguided, having more to do with self-loathing surrounding his sexual impulses for other men than a pure desire to leave earthly longings aside in pursuit of the god's will. Since that time, Favian had made peace with his homosexual leanings, but he also seemed content to live without the physical manifestations of sexual desire. Since their first meeting, he'd been free with his touch and affection. He would often join in with the others' uninhibited lovemaking for the sole reason that he enjoyed being close to them. He rarely climaxed, however, and Cathriel had never seen his cock harden. Early on, Vesh had offered to restore Favian's sexual response within the dream world, just as he had restored his own. Favian had always shrugged and put Vesh off, saying he was happy enough as a eunuch and saw no reason to change it. Always. Until now, it seemed. He shrugged, one corner of his mouth ticking up in a half-smile.
Why not? This kind of opportunity doesn't come around very often. It seems a pity to waste it.
Ithric grumbled something through the gag, twisting restlessly against the ropes holding him. His attempt at foul temper was somewhat belied by the twitch of his stiff cock against his belly. Vesh's wide lips curled up at the corners.
I was beginning to think you'd never ask, priest boy, he said,
before closing the distance between them to cup Favian's prick through the leather of his breeches with one hand, while pulling him down for a kiss with the other. Favian made a sharp noise against Vesh's lips and jerked his head back, breathing heavily.
Oh,
he breathed, shifting his hips restlessly under Vesh's touch.
Oh, my, that's...
Vesh's smile widened.
Puts a bit of a different perspective on things, doesn't it?
Cathriel laughed softly.
I think Ithric's about to get a different perspective on things, that's for sure.
The lion shifter muttered something else unintelligible into his gag, though his cock was still jutting up like a flagpole. Vesh grinned at Cathriel outright.
Honestly, I've been dying to see this for ages, he admitted, before adding, So, what about you, Cath? Ever wanted to try on a cock for size? One that's not made out of polished wood and attached to a harness, I mean.
In an instant, all attention in the cave was on her. Her eyebrows flew up as she contemplated the unexpected offer.
I'd never really thought about having a cock, she said truthfully. Though I suppose this does seem like the night for it, doesn't it?
She shrugged a shoulder.
All right. I'm game, but not quite yet.
First, I want to feel you inside me while we both watch Favian taking Ithric. The noise Ithric made in response to that declaration was clearly a groan of desire.
"You're evil," Fabian observed conversationally. "You know that, right?"
"And so is the ghost boy," he sighed.
"Fortunately, that's one of the things we love about both of you."
The series of muffled grunts from Ithric could conceivably have translated as, "Speak for yourself." Cathriel couldn't hold back an unladylike snort. Then she tipped her chin at the lion shifter curiously.
"Has he ever done this before?"
she asked, directing the question to Vesh. It was Fabian who answered, though.
"Been on the receiving end of things, you mean? Not like this. No."
Kath couldn't help dropping her gaze to the obvious tent in Fabian's breeches. Fabian, bless him, blushed scarlet when he saw where her attention had wandered.
"But we've talked about it a bit," he added.
"Hmm. Well then, less talking," Vesh teased. "More buggering. The night's not getting any younger. And judging by the state of your breeches, those balls I gave you must be starting to ache by now."
"Yup," Fabian agreed easily. "Like blazes, now that you mention it. Can't say I've missed that part these last couple of years."
Cathriel stood on tiptoes to kiss him.
"Then you'd best go take care of things, hadn't you?"
she murmured against his lips, her hands busy untying the laces of his breeches and small clothes as she spoke. "Vesh and I will be over here watching the show." Now it was Fabian's turn to snort in amusement. "Whatever my queen demands," he said, in an overly obsequious tone. Cathriel finished with his laces and flicked him playfully on the arm, but he just caught her hand in his, kissing her knuckles. As he let her hand slide free and crossed the short distance to the bound figure on the bed, other arms closed around her from behind. Vesh began deftly loosening the leather corset she was wearing over her flowing cotton skirt, freeing her breasts.
"I'm going to enjoy this immensely," he murmured against her ear.
"I imagine you will as well."
"I'm enjoying it already," she said, arching as his hands cupped her breasts, still heavy with milk for her daughter. Across from them, Fabian trailed fingertips along Ithric's flank. A faint flush still stained the priest's cheeks, visible against his pale northern complexion.
"I assume you're all right with this, you overgrown tomcat?"
he asked Ithric affectionately. Of course, Fabian knew as well as Kath did that Vesh would never have set up this scenario in the first place if Ithric wasn't all right with it. But it simply wasn't in his nature not to double-check first. Ithric somehow managed to convey the sense of an eye roll while wearing a blindfold, which was honestly rather impressive. He bobbed his hips within the tight confines of his bondage, the movement enough to make his thick cock bounce. Cathriel could just about make out the words,
"What do you think?"
from the cadence of his grunts.
"Oi, don't get uppity when you're tied to the bed with your ass on display," Fabian said in amusement. "I just figured it was polite to ask first."
Vesh ran his thumbs over Cathriel's nipples, and she shivered as they hardened into points.
"You mentioned something about me being inside you while we watched,"
he asked in a sly tone.
"So I did," she replied with a smile. "I suppose we'd better get on with that, since it doesn't look like these two plan on waiting around for us."
She let Vesh lead her to a padded divan, situated with an excellent view of the bed, while Fabian reached for a corked vial sitting on a small table behind him. When the stopper came free, the aroma of scented oil perfumed the air. Vesh seated himself on the divan with his upper body braced against the backrest, and urged Cathriel to straddle his lap with her back to his front. Seeing Ithric tied up and waiting for their use had been all the foreplay Kath needed, so she didn't hesitate before shifting her loose skirt out of the way and sinking down onto Vesh's hardness. Even after more than a year, she was still struck by the impossible perfection of being with him like this. It was a way in which they never could have been together while he was alive and a eunuch. His cock stretched her passage deliciously, a sensual burn that sent tingles along the length of her spine as he bottomed out. He made a low noise of satisfaction and rested his chin on her right shoulder, watching the show with her. His hands roamed her body, stroking her breasts and rubbing her sex through the thin cotton barrier of her skirt. Flashes of heat flowed through her body like tiny sparks, making her head swim. Meanwhile, Favian had wasted no time dribbling a generous trail of oil over Ithric's cock and ass. Ithric shifted restlessly, only to arch with a groan as Favian set the vial aside in favor of fisting the lion shifter's hard prick and kneading his balls. There was something undeniably exciting about seeing such a powerful man reduced to helplessness, unable to resist or squirm away as Favian slid his hand back and pressed two fingers into his hole. They slid in without resistance, and Ithric's muscles flexed as he tested the bonds in earnest, ropes creaking under the strain. Favian made a breathless noise and pulled out, adding a third finger and sliding deep. Favian flicked a brief look at Vesh before returning his attention to their bound captive.
"If I didn't know better," he said ironically, "I think someone had already warmed you up for me, Ithric." "Someone might have done, yeah," Vesh said cheerfully.
He flexed his hips and pressed deeper into Kath, who gasped in approval and clenched her inner muscles.
"I thought it would save a bit of time." "Go on, priest boy. You may as well give those aching balls what they need. Ah, pussycat's wound so tight right now, I bet you can make him come before you do."
Favian gave a short huff of laughter. After going more than 2 years without, that may be an optimistic assessment.
"Still, I suppose there's only one way to find out." "To rest his tits, I'd forgotten how damned insistent pricks could be."
Ithric mumbled something that sounded like agreement. His own prick was dribbling a little trickle of seed onto his flat belly. Gathriel couldn't help noticing. She rocked against Vesh, letting his hands and cock drive her higher as Favian freed his straining erection from his unlaced breeches and small clothes. He was still fully attired except for his gaping fly, and something about the contrast with Ithric, naked and bound, made the scene even more tantalizing. Favian lowered his body into the cradle of Ithric's hips, a slow hiss escaping his control as he positioned himself at the lion shifter's entrance and pressed inside an inch at a time. Ithric threw his head back and groaned through the gag. By the time he was fully seated, Favian was breathing hard, while Ithric was trembling visibly. Beads of sweat glistened on the lion shifter's skin beneath the artfully tied web of ropes. Favian braced himself on both hands for a long moment, his breathing coming in ragged pants. Kathriel wasn't doing much better. While Ithric looked like the ropes crisscrossing his body were pretty much the only things holding him together at that point. His muscles flexed, straining against his bonds as Favian pulled back and started a slow rhythm in and out.
"Oh, that's good," Favian whispered.
His hips snapped forward with more force, drawing a strangled noise from their captive.
Touch him, Favian,
Vesh suggested, tweaking one of Kath's nipples as he did so.
I guarantee it's not going to take much for him to explode.
Favian groaned, but he balanced himself with one hand so the other was free to encircle Ithric's cock. His body blocked most of Cathrael's view as he reached between them, but she could see the results well enough. Ithric went rigid, grunting in time with Favian's rough strokes. At the same time, Vesh arched into Cathrael with more force, sending her spiraling ever higher. In barely any time at all, Ithric cried out around the gag and convulsed, coming hard. Favian followed with a choked noise, jerking his release deep inside Ithric's body. He collapsed forward, breathing hard. Vesh hummed in appreciation at the sight. His fingers rubbed circles over Cathrael's nub through the skirt until she shuddered apart around him, pleasure flooding her.
Gorgeous, all three of you,
he murmured, nipping the juncture of Kath's neck and shoulder. Her head fell back as the bright points of pleasure pain drew a fluttering series of aftershocks from her sex. After giving her a few moments to recover, Vesh nudged Cathrael off his cock and slid out from beneath her, helping her settle comfortably on the cushioned seat. He leaned down and kissed her, then urged her to lift her hips so he could help her shimmy out of the loose skirt. She shrugged out of the unlaced corset next and collapsed back with a happy sigh, finally naked. Vesh's hand cupped her sopping sex.
So, are you ready for me to make you a cock now?
He asked.
Then you can have some time to get used to it, while I'm busy plowing Ithric into the mattress until he comes again.
A little flutter of fresh lust made Cathrael's stomach quiver.
All right. Sounds like a plan to me, she said,
the words emerging breathy. Vesh smiled and stroked his fingers along her folds. She drew in a sharp gasp at the sensation. Beneath his touch, her flesh rippled and changed, like Ithric's body when he shifted form from man to lion and back. When Vesh took his hand away, a perfect male member hung between Kath's legs.